It began as an unlikely rumor whispered in the halls of the Capitol, and today it was confirmed. President Obama is considering a New Hampshire U.S. senator to head the Commerce Department, which isn't such a big deal until you consider that the senator is Judd Gregg, and Gregg is a Republican. And if he took the job, not only would his seat be filled by the Democratic governor of New Hampshire, but if the seat were to switch from Republican to Democrat, that could change the game in the Senate. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Warning, the story you're about to hear is almost entirely speculation. Okay, here's Senate Democrats' golden scenario, and do yourself a favor, count the ifs here. If Democrat Al Franken wins a vote count court battle in Minnesota, and if Republican Judd Gregg takes the job of Commerce Secretary, and if New Hampshire Governor John Lynch appoints a Democrat to fill Gregg's term, then Senate Democrats would finally get what has so far been painfully just out of reach, 60 votes in the Senate. The exact number it takes to override a Republican filibuster. You could almost feel the pipe dreams wafting through the Capitol today. And you could hear Republicans gnashing their teeth at the idea.
I would not begrudge Judd Gregg anything, but I'd hate to lose him, I'll put it that way.
Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said he went so far as to threaten Gregg.
I told him he was going to have a hard time getting confirmed if he left. I was going to organize a friendly Republican filibuster.
Some Republicans wondered if getting those 60 votes for Democrats was in fact the goal of Gregg's possible nomination. Check out this wink, wink, nudge, nudge from Senator Hatch.
Now, I would never presume that the Obama administration would want to play politics. They have made it very clear that they're above politics.
But you almost have to admire what a brilliant strategic maneuver it would be to snare Gregg as Commerce Secretary. In a swell of bipartisanship, President Obama could add another Republican to his administration and at the same time commit an act of hardcore partisanship. But remember, all those ifs. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.